something for the weekend. It's Trina and Chloe Agnew is on the line. Good morning, Chloe. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. How are you?
Oh, God, I know you're absolutely exhausted. We're ringing you at all kinds of hours because you're in LA at the moment.
The joys of battling this time difference, yeah, between Los Angeles and Ireland. Not the first time, so don't feel too bad.
Are you living over there now, or what's happening?
I am indeed, yeah. So basically, a couple of years ago when I moved on from Celtic Woman, I got my green card, and it required me to get a base here in America. So I did. I chose Los Angeles. And now, to be honest, I've been kind of living out of a suitcase the last couple of years. Mm. But it's been a lovely place to discover a whole new side of life here in America.
Yeah, you know, I've been to LA myself. It is definitely a place full of beautiful people. A lot of actors are working in coffee shops and all the rest. Are you working in music over there, or what are you doing over there?
Yeah, full time. I'm constantly on the go. I kind of moved out from Celtic Woman and I turned my hand to songwriting. So I do a lot of that here across the States, and a lot of my own shows. I've been developing my own show for the last couple of years. So I do some work with the Atlanta Pops Orchestra. Then I do some of my own shows over here. And then I just finished a couple of weeks tour with Nathan Carter. We've been touring for the last couple of years over here in America and Canada together.
I had no idea that he was a big thing over there.
Yeah, well, he's given it a go. He's started coming over here for the last 2 years now, and it's starting to really start building a good fan base here for himself. And because his show has been airing on PBS television, we collaborated a couple of years back on a TV show and started working together, and then just have a really, really good time touring. And the PBS world, it's amazing television platform that I was on, obviously, for over 10 years as Celtic Woman. So it's an amazing opportunity for artists to have their show and their music heard all across the country here, you know, for artists who might not have a chance on mainstream radio here able to do that, you know.
Do they love the Irish over there, Chloe, or what is it like? Does it kind of get you ahead?
It's incredible to me how I can travel all across this country and meet people in big cities and small cities, meet them in the ones that are notoriously Irish, like New York and Boston, Chicago. But you can go to the tiniest town and people will come up and either, you know, say that they're half Irish, a third Irish. And I joke that I've had somebody tell me once that they were 1/13th Irish. You know, like, I think it is Irish. But and then those who aren't just want to be. So I find it incredible now, particularly on the West Coast, that you're kind of more of a novelty. People immediately, as soon as you open your mouth, the accents give away, you know. It's a conversation starter every time. I love it. I've been thankful that it's, you know, again, doing what I do, you meet so many Irish who are either here for years, or you have ones that are only living over here in the last couple of years. And there's a great sense of pride, you know, among the Irish community. We kind of look out for each other, look after each other. And, you know, like I didn't realize when I moved to Los Angeles, I didn't seek out Irish friends, but like that's one of the best things about living here has been having that little slice of home. It's what kind of keeps you sane, I think, when you're living away, living abroad. I'm sure anybody can identify with it in Australia to even London. You know, I have friends who live in London and get home only as much as I do to see their family and friends, and they know the feeling of being, you know, craving the Irish company abroad, because it's the only thing that makes you feel like you have a little bit of home with you, you know.
Chloe, your mom is Twink, of course. Does she send you out the care packages? Do you get packages from home full of Tato crisps or anything like that?
She's the best. She really does. She's the post office now are all too well. God bless her. She's amazing. She will always send out little boxes of Barry's tea or some Cadbury's Tato. And then I have two little dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. They're gorgeous little dogs, and she's mad about them. So I'm all constantly getting postcards for them and all sorts.
Postcards for the dogs.
She's the best. She's always like saying to me, it's not just addressed to me now. It's me and Bonnie and Clyde.
I tend to do that with the dog now. If I'm giving anyone a birthday card, I'll write the name Holly as well on the card. I'm a crazy dog woman.
Like myself.
I didn't realise that you had such a massive success with Celtic. I didn't know the Celtic Woman was number one for 81 weeks. Holy God.
Yeah, it was insane. We broke the record for being the longest running artist at the time at number one on the world music chart. So it was incredible, you know, and it happened in such a short space of time. We filmed the show originally coming together for one night. That was it. We had no idea it was going to go on and do what it did. And that was in like the fall of 2004. And January 2005, it went out on television here. And by the March, it was number one in the world charts, and we were on the Today Show in New York. And it had just, in this very short space of time, it just kind of exploded here. And again, we were just so lucky that we were in the right place at the right time, and that the American people took to us so well, you know.
Yeah. Was it daunting now going on? Now, you're from a showbiz family, so I'm sure you're well used to the cameras and everything. But even going on something like the Today Show in the States must have been daunting.
I think I was so young. I was only 15 when we first came out and we did all of that here in America. And I was so young, there's huge chunks of it now that I think were all such a blur. I look back and I have to pinch myself that they actually happened. And I kept up my schooling for the couple of years that I wanted to finish out my Leaving Cert. And so my life on tour really didn't kind of begin. If I felt like touring for the first time after I finished 4 or 5 years of being on the road with tutors and doing that, you know. So it was a whole other life now, especially moving on from Celtic Woman and being out on my own and doing my own shows all across the country. Mm. It's a totally different world.
To think of being 15, when I was 15, I used to absolutely cringe if the teacher would even ask me to read something out loud in the room, you know.
Yeah.
And you're going on telly in America.
In fairness, I went home back into school anytime I was off the road. And it was stereotypical. What exactly like that? I was joking that there was one year with Celtic Woman in the first year when it really blew up. We ended up performing in Carnegie Hall, which was incredible. And we finished our tour over there, and loads of our family members came over, loads of the Irish came over to be with us on the night, and it was this great success. And we were presented with discs because it had just gone platinum, something stupid. It was ridiculous. And the following week, I came home, and I went back into school, and I was on lunch Tuesday in the canteen, which meant I had to clean up. I had to mop the tables or mop the floors and wash the tables, and it was amazing because it was just the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
But the week beforehand, I had been singing in Carnegie Hall, and the next week,
well, you
I was
know
back
what, you should have thrown an absolute strop. You should have thrown a tantrum and said, "Do you know who I am? I am not doing mop duty."
My mother never let me home.
So listen, the reason you're going to be coming back home next week.
Yeah, so looking forward to it. I'm counting down the days now. I really am. I'm so excited.
So what's
going
on?
Yeah, back in the National Concert Hall with this amazing show. Last year we celebrated Burt Bacharach, the incredible singer-songwriter, and we performed his music for the music of Burt Bacharach at 90, and it was such an amazing success. It sold out straight away. We had an incredible night, and the amazing Pat Egan and Pat Egan management team all decided to put on this show again for everyone, and it's a great night's entertainment. It really is. I mean, I had known, obviously, of Burt Bacharach and a lot of his music for years, but I really think everybody walked away that night not knowing the scope of music that he has given us, you know. It's really incredible. And then for me, it's such a thrill to be able to come home and do a show in my hometown on our National Concert Hall stage with so many other amazing artists. You know, we'll have Mary Byrne there in the night. We have the O'Neill sisters, Melanie McKay, Eugene McCarthy and his band. They're absolutely incredible. And like I said, all of this music, it either pulls on the heartstrings or it's one that you can clap and sing along to. And it's a fun night out for the whole family. There's kind of something everybody in the show can enjoy. And I'm just so looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Will you be home for long then, Chloe, or what's the story?
I am, yeah. I'm coming home for a couple of weeks over the summer. I've got some stuff going on which I'm really excited. I've got a couple of shows I'm doing between home and in Europe, and just looking forward to having a bit of time with family and friends, and hopefully enjoy a bit of an Irish summer. I'm hoping I can bring the California sunshine with me.
But it's a long old journey, isn't it, from LA though? It's such
it
a
is.
Long journey.
It's epic. It's 11 hours, on flight. The Aer Lingus lads know me all too well now at this stage.
Really, but, back and forth it's so much,
And they're the best airlines in the world. They really are. So it makes the journey home so lovely, you know, when you get on the Aer Lingus flight. And you know it's epic, but they make it all worthwhile.
Oh, you must have a pal in Aer Lingus, do you?
Yeah, give us a gig.
This interview is not sponsored by Aer Lingus, by the way.
Not a chance.
You bring the dogs with you, do you?
I do, yeah. And they're fantastic. They know the journey now. And yeah, they're amazing. They're my intrepid travellers.
Where did they go? In the cabin, is it?
Yeah, they sit at my feet in
a
little bed. Yeah. They're absolutely brilliant. They have the whole routine down.
I thought that if you were travelling with a dog, they had to go in where all the baggage is. No?
They're different sizes, different breeds and different ways you can go about it. But they travel with me and they're just fantastic. They're better behaved than some people.
Oh, I know. Like, they're definitely more well travelled than I am anyway, for sure. They've got their doggy air miles.
They've got international or European pet passports, should I say.
Do they get stopped at customs in case they're smuggling anything?
You have to go through the whole Department of Agriculture and everything to get all their paperwork and their passport checked out, and it's a whole process. But I kind of have it down now. I've done it enough times. I know how to do it. So
here's a question.
It makes the whole thing so much more enjoyable.
Here's a question for you, Chloe. Though that is a very, very long flight. How does a dog go to the toilet?
I know, you'd be amazed. they're actually doing incredibly. You have things you can bring with you, but touch wood, and typical the one bloody time I say it, touch wood, we haven't had any problems yet.
We'll be reading the paper all about Chloe Agnew's dogs now.
Oh God, don't be saying that.
Doggy nappies. Get some doggy nappies just in case.
Yeah, they do exist, by the way. They do exist. In case you thought they don't, they do. Please tell me
you're not somebody who goes around LA pushing the dogs in a pram.
I absolutely am not.
Oh my, I don't believe you. I actually don't believe you.
I wouldn't be caught dead. Not a chance of it. We were in Vegas a couple of years ago
and we were in one of the casinos and there was a woman walking through with a pram and our two dogs in the pram.
Yeah. I've seen the stuff you'd see. I know, you could write a book.
Listen, great People to chat have. To you, Chloe. Thanks so much. We'll check you out at the National Concert Hall and have a bit of a relaxing time in your home as well, won't you?
Yeah, looking forward to it. Really am. I can't wait to be back with my people for the summer. Looking forward to it.
Lovely. Thanks, Chloe. It's Thanks something so for the weekend. Jesus. It's Classic Kids.